Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll see my email address on top of the page. You can contact me for prayer requests or information or anything else that you need. Remember also that we're on almost every place that carries podcasts. So we're on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and a whole lot of other funny sounding places. And it would be my great pleasure, as much as my great honor, to pray for you this very day, as I do every day. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. I pray not only for them, but for everyone they love and all the things they care about. I pray that their lives would become heaven on earth and nothing less. Let your grace abound in every area of their lives and bless them with everything you have. And I give you thanks for all these things through Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Change of Heart. We begin in Proverbs chapter 4. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. In Matthew chapter 12, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. John chapter 7, Jesus said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. As I was praying today, these verses called to me, so I looked them up and I was reading them when Father began speaking to me, and he asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to understand. Here are his words. He said, my delightful ones, don't let your hearts be troubled. Rejoice in the truth and delight yourselves in the truth, that you are my beloved, and no one could ever take you from me. It's time for a change of heart. My little ones, you must guard your hearts because your heart is the gateway through which all my blessings come to you. You're not blessed from outside in, but from inside out. As it is written, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. This was spoken about my spirit who lives within you. Your heart can be an open channel that allows my love and spirit to flow from within and change your world for the better, or it can become a gate that closes off the outside rim from all the wonderful things within you. You can open it to the outer rim and let in all manner of trouble, or only let it flow from within and let out pure delight. I live inside you, so my life, my power, my light, my love, all flow from within your deepest parts into the world around you. If you keep your heart gate open from the inside, then all good things will flow from within and will change what you experience without. My loved ones, you were instructed to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths won't destroy and thieves can't steal. These places are within you. If your inner storehouse is full of thanksgiving, worship, and love, then your outer world that you experience with your eyes and ears and hands will be heavenly. If you fill your heart with worry, doubt, unbelief, and fear, then you will experience this in the physical realm. So how do you keep your heart open from within and closed from without? First of all, don't trust anything you see with your natural eyes or hear with your natural ears. Hear with the eyes and the ears within you, where you know the truth from the lies. This is why my firstborn was so successful in all that he did. He said he only did what he saw me doing and said what he heard me say. He wasn't focused on what he saw with his natural eyes. He was so focused on me that when a blind man came to him, he asked the blind man, what do you want? He wasn't looking at a blind man. He was looking at me, where all good things are always yes and amen. He wasn't focused on the world around. Outside him was a blind man, and what he saw inside was a man who was perfectly whole. So he opened the gate of his heart within him, and the blind man was restored to what he was seen as within. As it is written, he endured the cross by looking at the joy set before him. He overcame the most horrific thing that was ever experienced by anybody because he was focused on me. My loved ones, here is another way. As it is written, to give thanks in all things, for this is my will concerning you. Bad things that happen to you are not my will concerning you, but giving thanks in all things is my will, because it opens the inner heart gate and allows the power to flow from within and solve whatever problem you're facing on the outside. This is also why you were told to sing and make melody in your heart to me. It's not that I need your praise. I am self-sufficient and need nothing. Making melody in your heart keeps the flow going from within to without. As I told you before, worship is not for me. It is for you. I worship my Son. He worships me. Holy Spirit worships us, and we worship Holy Spirit, and we all worship you, as it is written. What is man that my mind is constantly full of wonderful thoughts about you? It is also written that I rejoice over you with singing. When I say you're my beloved ones, it is not just a saying. It is absolute truth. As you make melody in your heart, it overflows from within and changes the outer realm. My loved ones, don't open your heart to anything negative from the outside. Don't dwell on things that bring fear and worry. Look at the answer and not the problem. Once again, it is written that I will keep you at perfect peace if your mind is set on me. So, my beautiful ones, see your heart as a gate. It lets things in and lets things out. Don't allow anything in you that you wouldn't want to have to live with. Let everything flow from within. Don't focus on the broken things within you. Focus on the river that is flowing from within you, and that river will wash away anything that is harmful to you. As my Son told you, that if you wash the inside of the container, the outside will be cleansed in the process. Let the waters of the Spirit of Love flow from within inside. Soak yourselves in this living water by joining the flow in thanksgiving and praise, and soon you will find no flaws in your whole world. Above all things, please remember, you are so valuable that I gave my Son to come live in a body just like yours, and I came and lived in him in spirit form. My Son came to be called the Son of Man, so you could understand you are the sons of God and not man. We came to show you how important you are and how much you are adored. We came to show you that you are one of us. You're not a fallen sinner barely saved by grace. You are a God from God, and you are our plan, our purpose, and you were born in our delight and not in regret. We're living inside you because we love you too much to live anywhere else. Don't forget that your heart is a gate, and remember, if you want to change things on the outside, you must let the flow come from within and flow outward. My children, don't forget to love everyone as if they were your only one. And these are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I do love you, each and every one, and I'll see you soon.